Last week on this show, Scott Pohl reported on the growing popularity of pickleball, a racket sport that looks like a cross between tennis and badminton. Well, if you liked hearing about that, you'll probably love what's coming up this weekend. The annual Michigan Senior Olympics Winter Games kick off Saturday in Oakland County. Current State's Kevin Lavery is here with more. Kevin, I take it pickleball is on the program?
It definitely is, Melissa, although I'm sorry to say that the giant downhill slalom is out.
Well, that's okay. We can do that on the highways.
Yeah, there you go. I slalom myself coming into work today. Nevertheless, though, the Michigan Senior Olympics is pressing on this year with a lineup that includes several what I call B sports, like badminton, billiards, and bocce ball. There's also a few other classics, too, like ice hockey. So I spoke with the executive director of the MSO, Becky Ridke, who's based in Rochester, Michigan, and she tells me that our homegrown games actually predate 15 Rio Olympiads.
We have been around for over 35 years. Last year, we actually celebrated our 35th anniversary. Many people are very surprised to hear that we've been around that long. But we have, and we actually started out running games at the Pontiac Silverdome back in 1979. We have hosted winter and summer games. The winter games have only been around for maybe the past 15 years, but the summer games have been around since 1979. And it's just a great network of athletes who like to get out there and share the same ideals and same lifestyle and to help dispel the myth of aging.
How many participants do you have this year?
For the winter games, we have over 400 athletes, and then for the summer games, we're looking at well over 1,000.
It's pretty impressive. What is the criteria for participating? Is there some sort of a minimum threshold? Is this like the real Olympics where you have to have a qualifying time or something to that effect? How does one actually get in and make the cut?
Yeah, anybody age 50 and over is eligible to participate in the Michigan Senior Olympics. We're an open state, which means that we can even take out-of-state participants, and we'll have a few people from Canada that'll come over to participate in the games. But we have athletes that come from all over the state, from the Upper Peninsula, everywhere. So really, you just have to be 50. You don't have to qualify in any local games. Anybody is able to participate in the Michigan Senior Olympics. But then from there, they can go on to participate in the national senior games by being one of the top people in their age group or meeting the minimum performance standards at the Michigan games.
And what are some of the games that we're going to be seeing coming up this weekend? I see some of them include traditionals like ice hockey, but then there's other ones like pickleball. In fact, we just did a story here on our station recently about pickleball.
Yes, pickleball is one of the fastest growing sports in the nation, especially amongst this population. But some of our other sports also include badminton, billiards, bocce ball, powerlifting, table tennis, racquetball, and we do a dance sport competition, ballroom dancing.
We're talking with Becky Ridke, the executive director of the Michigan Senior Olympics, which begin this weekend and run through February 12th. What do we know in general, Becky, about the health and physical well-being of Michiganders over 50?
Yeah, you know, we really have all different types of people that participate. We'll have the athletes that train year-round, who are in great physical shape, who are highly competitive. And then we have the athletes who have never done it before, who, you know, will train leading up to the games, but they're just doing it just for their own personal best and to try to maybe beat their previous score from the year before that. So we really do have all different types, but many of the athletes have said that because of the Michigan Senior Olympics, it's what's helped keep them active throughout the year. Definitely by having these, it's helping to lower the healthcare costs in the state of Michigan for sure.
You said about 400 participants for the winter games, and you expect about 1,000 for the summer games. Is there any way to tell kind of a rough ratio of those people who really are athletes, these are true competitors who take this very seriously and have that drive, versus the number of people who are just doing this just for a little fun?
You know, it's tough to do a percentage, and it also really depends on the sport. I mean, we have some really intense sports during our summer games, such as our triathlon or the cycling event or swimming, where the majority of those athletes, they, you know, train year-round. But then we also do ribbon events to try to cater to just all different types of people. So like this year, we're actually looking at adding like a softball toss, so that way anybody's able to do it. But stuff like billiards, bocce ball, golf. Sometimes are a little bit easier for people to do. I mean, it's really hard to put a percentage on it because we really have all different types.
Are the games held at different venues like in the real Olympics? Where do people go to see their favorite sport?
Yeah, the games are actually held all throughout Oakland County, so we have different venues for all of our events. The building that we're located in, the Older Persons Commission, we have for the winter games, our badminton, billiards, and pickleball tournament will take place here, but the dance sport event takes place at the Royal Park Hotel, which is in Rochester. Bocce ball is at the Palazzo de Bocce, which is in Auburn Hills. Powerlifting is at the Rochester Athletic Club. Table tennis is at Hart Middle School. We have ice hockey down at the Troy Sports Center, and then we're actually doing a women's ice hockey tournament as well, which that's going to be at the Onyx in Rochester. So we're kind of all spread out, and the same goes for the summer games as well. But the majority of our summer games are held at Oakland University.
You didn't just say Palazzo de Bocce. That's a real venue?
Palazzo de Bocce. Yep, that's a huge bocce ball venue across from the Palace of Auburn Hills.
That kind of adds an exotic twist to the entire thing, doesn't it?
It does.
What are some of the prizes? Are there medals like in the real Olympics?
Yep, first through third place gets medals. And then for some of our other events, such as hockey, we do a big trophy, big cup for the winning team. And then one of the other cool things are our winter chairperson this year is Ted Lindsay from the Detroit Red Wings alumni. And he will actually be at the Troy Sports Center on Wednesday, February 11th, around 12 to 1 o'clock. And he'll be awarding the medals to all of the hockey players out on the ice, which is great. Something really fun for them.
Absolutely. I noticed that you have a Hall of Fame. There's one gentleman from the Lansing area, Wally Dobler, a competitive swimmer. He's just one of several people you have in your Hall of Fame. Tell me about some of your most outstanding athletes from history.
Yes, well, we actually just started the Hall of Fame last year. So for the first year of it, we were only going to be inducting five athletes, I should say. And then each year after that, we're going to be inducting three into our Hall of Fame. So we had lots of applications come in for the first year. So we definitely picked the best of the best athletes that have been around for a long time participating. And yet Wally Dobler, he's been a great swimmer, very involved in the program. He actually has been an ambassador for us for Ingham County, meaning that he helps promote the games and hang up flyers around the area. But in addition to that, I mean, his resume as far as what he's done with swimming. I mean, he's an All-American, has national records, world records, really an impressive swimmer.
I don't think I'd want to be within 50 feet of an Olympic-sized swimming pool if he was going to be there.
I don't blame you.
We're talking with Becky Ridke, the executive director of the Michigan Senior Olympics, which begin this weekend and run through February 12th. What kind of expected turnout are we looking for, and how well attended have these games been in the past, Becky?
You know, we've been growing every year. We've been doing more marketing, trying to get our name out there so people know who we are. But, yeah, I mean, over 1,000 people for the summer games, that's our minimum. We're hoping to get a lot more than that. But some of our events, like right now for pickleball, we have over 100 people signed up for our winter tournament. And for the summer, some of our larger tournaments would be track and field. We'll have over 200 athletes signed up for that event alone. But yeah, swimming definitely brings in quite a few people as well, one of our other popular events.
Do you personally have a favorite event, winter or summer, or perhaps an event that really brings out spirit in the crowd, something that really engages people when they watch it?
You know, pickleball, obviously, I mean, it's so much fun to watch. And I love watching the track and field events. They're just amazing. I mean, we had a 101-year-old participate this past year. And it's really inspiring to watch. And the archery tournament, that one's really, really exciting. And probably the triathlon. The athletes that participate in the triathlon are very impressive.
Well, you mentioned one of the highlights of these games, the ice hockey tournament. And as you said, the honorary chairperson who will be handing out the medals is Ted Lindsay, a Hall of Famer from the Detroit Red Wings. I couldn't help but notice, Becky, that this month is actually the 35th anniversary of the Lake Placid Olympics, the U.S. team versus the Soviet team. So I have to ask you, in anticipation of your own games,
you believe in miracles?
I do.
Expecting any this time?
We'll see. We'll see. No, we have a lot of good teams participating in the tournament this year, and really it's anyone's game. So we encourage people to come out and watch the games. All of the events are free to come and watch, with the exception of the dance sport event. We kind of use that as a fundraiser. But yeah, it's inspiring. Come out, cheer on the athletes. It's really a great event.
And I'm assuming people can go to your website to find out where the events are taking place and what time.
Yep. And the summer games, too, they're going to be taking place in August. So be checking the website, because in about March or April, our registration will go live.
And that website is MichiganSeniorOlympics.org?
Correct.
Becky Ridke is the executive director of the Michigan Senior Olympics, which begin on Saturday and run through February 12th. Becky, this sounds like a great event. Sounds like a lot of fun. Thanks for having time for us today.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.